Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Okay, we'll get started. Entertaining motion, come out of recess, back into public hearings. Motion, Mr. Riley.
Second.
Second, Mr. Hudson. Any questions? We'll take the vote. Mr. Schaefer?
Yes.
Mrs. Green?
Yes.
Mr. Hudson?
Yes.
Riley?
Yes.
I will be now back in public session for public hearings. Mr. Moore?
Thank you, Mr. President. I'll read the rules of procedure for council zoning hearings. When council holds public hearings on zoning applications, they are legislative hearings because council uses the information obtained during the hearings to decide whether to adopt an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map in the manner requested by the applicant. Sussex County, in its zoning and land use decisions, does not discriminate against persons based on race, color, religion, national origin, disability, familial status, source of income, sex, creed, marital status, age, gender identity, or sexual orientation. Public comments made on the basis of bias and stereotype concerning people within these protected classes will not be taken into consideration by the council in its deliberations. Each application shall be announced. The director will review with council the minutes and testimony before the commission hearing, and those minutes will be made part of the record along with any exhibits introduced at the commission hearing and any recommendation made by the commission. The applicant will be called on to present and explain their application and present reasons supporting their application. Council may question the applicant and their witnesses. After the applicant has presented their application, council will provide an opportunity for anyone else who favors the application to speak. After that, any persons who oppose or question the application will be allowed to state the reasons for their opposition or questions. There will be no rebuttal by the applicant, and the hearing will be closed unless council decides to leave the record open for a specific purpose and time period. Further, the applicant will not be allowed to question persons who speak in opposition, and persons who speak in opposition will not be allowed to question the applicant or their witnesses. If you intend to speak and are present in the chambers, you're required to come to the front, stand at the speaker stand, and state your name and home address before you make a statement. If you participate telephonically, please state your name and address before you give your statement. When you speak, please turn off any electronics and make sure there is no background noise or discussions. If you represent or speak for a group or organization, please identify who you represent. When you make your statement, please be concise. Do not repeat yourself. If you have a written statement, hand it to me and it will be made part of the record. If there is more than one witness for the applicant or more than one person opposition, please do not repeat points that a prior speaker has already stated. If testimony is repetitive, then you may be asked to move on to another point or topic. Remember, it is the quality of the testimony that is persuasive, not the quantity. All persons in attendance should conduct themselves in an orderly fashion. No applause or other disruptive behavior is permitted. If you have a cell phone, pager, beeper, or other telephonic device with you, please take the time now to turn it off or turn to silent service. At the conclusion of the hearing on each application, council may either approve it, deny it, or defer it to a later date. If the commission has not issued its recommendation report at the time of the council hearing, council will defer action on the application in those cases. In those cases only, council shall accept and consider written comments from the public on the commission's recommendation to the council for a period of 5 calendar days following the commission's issuance of its recommendations. This does not preclude the council from requesting additional information as otherwise permitted. Furthermore, once the record is closed, the council, on my advice, will not read or respond substantively to any mail, email, text, or engage in any conversations about the application. Their decision will be made only based on the record established at both council and commission hearings. The first case today, Mr. President, is conditional use number 2264. Mr. Whitehouse.
Thank you. This is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for professional offices to be located on certain parcel of land lying and being in Lewis and Rehoboth 100, Sussex County, containing 0.68 acres more or less. The property is lying on the southeastern side of Savannah Road, which is Sussex County Route 443A, approximately 0.77 mile northeast of West Coast Road, which is Route 12. The 911 addresses are 1302 and 1304 Savannah Road, Lewis, and the tax parcel IDs are District 335, Map 8.18, Parcels 15.00 and Parcel 16.00. Submitted into the record, Mr. President, we have a copy of the applicant's site plan, a copy of the staff analysis, a copy of a letter that has been received from the Sussex County Engineering Department Utility Planning Division. We've also received a copy of DelDOT's service level evaluation response. We've also received a copy of the applicant's proposed findings of fact and conditions. And I would note that we have received no letters in support, no letters in opposition, and zero mail returns. The application was subject to a public hearing before the Planning and Zoning Commission and its meeting of October 28th of this year. And at its meeting of November 4th of this year, the Planning and Zoning Commission recommended approval of the application for the eight reasons and submits the nine recommended conditions outlined within the motion. And, Mr. President, a copy of that motion, along with the draft minutes of both of those meetings, is included in Council's paperless packet. Thank you.
Any questions? And seeing none, Mr. Willard.
Good afternoon, Mr. President, members of Council. Tim Willard representing the applicant. It's Lawton Investments, and the principal is Dr. Aponte. And Lawton is actually a combination of her children's names, Lauren and Daniel. I think that's how we came up with that. Dr. Aponte's, I intend to give you the short version of this. This is kind of a housekeeping application, just to summarize. Both these buildings have conditional uses, hers from a medical use. The one next door, parcel 6, is it 16? Yeah, parcel 16 had a conditional use for architectural offices. The short story is Dr. Aponte bought the building next to it. They have a common entrance that's been approved by DelDOT. And in so doing, she's spent some money fixing up that building and may lease it to a tenant, may use it for herself because she's practicing in the parcel 15. So we're just asking you to re-grant the conditional uses, but instead of saying medical office or architectural office, just say general office use to give her some flexibility, but it would have to be an office use. That's really why we're here. And when we started knocking on Council's door, maybe talk to Mr. Whitehouse, we decided, that is the applicant decided with some consultation with staff, that this would be the best way to do it, just clean it up and make them office uses. So that's why we're here. Dr. Aponte's practiced medicine in Lewis for about 21 years. She's been at this location since the early 2000s, I think. 16 years. Just bought the property. Used to be an architectural office just last summer, a year ago last summer, and has been renovated and trying to clean it up inside and fix it up. It's approximately 0.68 acres. The part of the exhibit you have is the approved entrance permit for the shared entrance, and that's been approved by DelDOT, and it's been recorded as well. There's no TIS that was requested. There's ample parking there. She's in the process of working with BPW as far as utilities for the new building on the edge of town, so they'll should get city services. That's really all I have in this application. It's consistent with your comp plan because it's commercial, as all the conditions in the finding of facts, which are part of your record that the Planning Commission determined, there's no problems with any of those conditions. They're all the normal conditions that you would grant. One sign for each property, direction lighting inside, hours of operation to 8 till 5, except for emergencies, and the other normal conditions you have. So I don't think this is very controversial. At the last meeting, there was no opposition. So I would like to, unless there are any questions for me, I'll call Dr. Aponte.
Any questions of Mr. Wilburn? None of you, sir.
Dr. Aponte, if you would, you've heard my representations to Council. Are they true and correct to the best of your knowledge?
Yes, that's correct.
Anything else you want to add?
Just want to use the space professional use, either to extend my practice or, you know, that if I need to rent it to a medical related to help me out since we've been grown so much with patients and in the community.
Okay. And one thing I think you all will take note of is, and the Planning Commission did, is that Savannah Road has become a sort of a corridor for doctor's office, and one condition is that that Planning Commission recommended is that they keep the residential appearance, and mm-hmm. that she's already done that, so intends to.
Mr. President, I do have one quick question. The conditions, condition B, says each building shall have, shall be permitted to have one unlit sign or one lighted sign. Would you like a lighted sign there rather than an unlit sign?
Well, we have, I didn't know that it was like a condition. So you're talking about a lighting sign?
Just to make, well, you normally have people ask for a lighted or unlighted sign out here, and it's specific in here, and it would be unlighted, but I don't know. A lot of those signs on that road are lit.
Yeah, they are lit. Actually, the one that I have now, it's not, but then I have just like a light bulb on the ground, you know, signaling.
I'm sorry. I'm glad you pointed that out. It probably would be wise to have that option, because one thing about this entrance is you see that entrance to the top there?
Oh, yeah, it's a school. Yeah,
that's the high school.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that's a lit intersection.
That's why I asked that
Needless
question.
To say, there are a lot of people that may be visiting the school for a ball game or something that end up in her parking lot.
That's why I asked that question.
Yeah. So, we appreciate that. I think
that would be a good idea. Thank you.
Do you want
anything else?
Nope. Thank you.
Anybody got any questions or comments, or we're good?
Thank you. I don't know if this is appropriate to ask this, but I'm going to vote yes for this, but why, you know, next month, why don't you come in for a rezoning? It seemed to me in the spirit of proper land use application, this property should be rezoned to a professional office or, you know, commercial type use.
Yeah, I guess the philosophical answer was that perhaps we didn't want to ask for more than we needed.
Okay. Wow. Somewhat unusual. Never mind.
I just made that up.
It sounded good. Though. Sounded good.
You had me for a minute.
Is there?
But there's some truth to that, because I know if we did that, then you'd be looking at us and saying, "Well, so we could put a McDonald's there." I said, "Well, the lot wouldn't handle it," but you know, that's we don't.
They just want it right. For professional use.
Sure. Sure. Yeah. Any more questions?
Do you have anything else, Mr. Willard?
No, Your Honor.
We appreciate you maintaining the Sussex County 5-minute rule. And is there anyone else here today that would like to speak in favor of this application? Anyone else in favor? Seeing none, is there anyone here today that would like to speak in opposition to this application? Anyone in opposition? Seeing none, operator, can you check to see if there's anyone listening online that would like to opine? Thank you, Mr. President. This time we can close the public hearing on this matter. Council desires to close public record.
Okay, it's okay with council, we'll close public hearing and public record. I ask Mr. Moore to read the short title, and you got an amendment, Mr. Hudson, is that correct?
Well, unless Mr. Shaver wants to do the amendment.
Or whoever wants to make it, but sure. Read the short title, and then we'll go from there.
Thank you, Mr. President. An ordinance grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for professional offices to be located on a certain parcels of land lying and being in Lewis Rehoboth 100, Sussex County, containing 0.68 acres, more or less, for the reasons 1 through 8, given by planning zoning with their conditions 9A through L.
Mr. Shaver, who's am I going to make an amendment to?
Yeah, I'll make a motion to amend
9B.
Recommendation 9B.
I guess you just take the U and the N off, the unlighted, make it lighted, right?
Yes.
Right, Mr. Moore, that's
so simple. Yes, and that's for each building.
Yes.
Correct. Yes, yeah. So we just take the un, so it's just lighted.
Yep. Okay. I have a motion, Mr. Shaver. Have
second.
A second, Mr. Hudson. Any questions on a motion? This is on the amendment only. Any questions? We'll take the vote, Mr. Shaver.
Yes.
Mrs. Green.
Yes.
Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
I vote yes. Now, Mr. Moore.
An ordinance grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for professional offices to be located on certain parcels of land lying and being in Lewis Rehoboth 100, Sussex County, containing 0.68 acres more or less, for reasons given by planning zoning numbered 1 through 8, with conditions 9A through L as amended by this council.
I think that's through I.
Yes, it is I. I'm sorry.
All right, no, we're good.
Couldn't read my own writing there.
So moved.
Pleasure, council. Motion, Mr. Schaefer.
Second,
Mr. Hudson. Any questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mr. Schaefer.
Yes, based on the recommendation of planning and zoning as amended.
Mrs. Green.
Yes, based on recommendation from planning and zoning with the amendment.
Mr. Hudson.
Vote yes, based on a reason given by planning and zoning as amended.
Mr. Riley.
I also vote yes, based on planning and zoning's recommendations and conditions as amended.
And I too agree with her conditions and reasons as amended. I'll vote yes, motion carried.
Thank you.
Have a good afternoon.
Thank you.
The next matter, Mr. President, is conditional use number 2271. Mr. Whitehouse.
Thank you. This is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district to amend conditional use number 1920, which is ordinance number 2240, to allow for office space to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, containing 1.35 acres, more or less. The property is lying on the northeast corner of the intersection of Lighthouse Road, which is Route 54, and Dickerson Road, which is Sussex County Route 389. The 911 addresses are 33095 and 33113 Lighthouse Road in Selbyville, and the tax parcel ID is District 533, Map 18, Parcel 25.00. Submitted into the record, Mr. President, we have a copy of the applicant's site plan, a copy of the staff analysis, a copy of a letter that has been received from the Sussex County Engineering Department, Utility Planning Division. We've also received a letter containing the Dale Dot service level evaluation response. We've also entered into the record is a copy of the previous conditional use application and a copy of conditional use number 2240. I would note we also received a copy of the applicant's proposed findings of facts and conditions. I would note that we've received no letters of support or opposition and no mail returns. The application was subject to a public hearing before the Planning and Zoning Commission at its meeting of October 28th of this year. At its meeting of November 4th of this year, the Commission recommended approval of the application for the 8 reasons and subject to the 8 recommended conditions outlined within the motion. And Mr. President, a copy of that motion along with the draft minutes of both of those meetings is included in council's paperless packet. Thank you.
Thank you. Any questions from council? If not, Mr. Willard, you're up on deck again.
5 minutes again? Mm-hmm. Okay. This is a day where there are a couple good applications, and I feel comfortable with these clients. I feel comfortable with all my clients, but these are the Braziers, and there's Carol Brazier back there, Braziers Pest Control. It's hard not to know about them. They got a pretty big presence in here in Sussex County. They have an interesting history, actually. The family been here for centuries, right, Carol? And one of the first things they did, and you can see this on their website, is they would harvest salt down off of Fenwick, where they would go into whatever springs on the side of the dunes and collect the seawater, then boil it off and make salt. That's how the Braziers got started, and then they started killing bugs. So that's the property you see up there. Right north of it is, and this again is an application where it's already got a conditional use. We were here a few years ago, and as part of the record, I think you have the conditional use. That long, skinny building is what we're talking about. That had a conditional use so they could park their trucks there. They since have an off-site place where they can park them now, or they're working on doing that. And what they want to do simply is convert that space right there, that long, skinny space, into an office building. And currently the house, which was grandfathered into the north, is their office building. All these people, you can see them if you go to their website, I think there are about 13 or 16 of them that work in the office building. They're going to try to put them in better digs next door. And they already have a contract, hopefully, if they can get this, for Brandon Warfel's firm to renovate it. I don't know, Mr. Whitehouse, if you can pull up the vertical rendition of what it looks like. But it should be an improvement. And two of the, I'm sorry. Yeah, that's the old one. If the house comes down, they'll have more room for parking in there, but the calculations is they have plenty of room for parking for the 13 employees. It's not like a lot of people coming and going. And one of the conditions, and again, like the last application, we have no objection to any of the Planning Commission's conditions. One of them is that they maintain that one entrance that's been permitted by DENREC as the mutual entrance for the office.
By DENREC or by Del Dot?
I meant Del Dot, I'm sorry. I meant Del Dot. And it's consistent with the comp plan, as Planning Commission found, it wouldn't adversely affect neighboring properties. There's a tax map also in your agenda packet, not a tax map, a zoning map, which shows the commercial activity.
It's faster for me to pass the paper copy out.
Yeah, that's fine. And the bottom line is they're keeping the footprint of the building, so that really won't change, except the facade will be much improved. And there won't be trucks coming and going. It'll be renovated for an office building. I submitted with the Planning Commission the proposed findings of facts, and the Planning Commission approved of them with those conditions. So unless there are any other questions, I think this one's pretty simple, too.
Okay. Thank you.
You want to keep the lights on there, Son?
Please. But maybe Kim Hoey had a thing about that. I thought she said you could light the one on the building itself, but you know that's a pretty high traffic area, and it would make sense to identify it with a lighted sign. And they're designed so they don't shine off, and that's another condition that's on there.
Okay. Any other questions?
Anybody?
If not, do you have anything else to add?
I'd just like to. Chris Brazier maybe can come forward. I think I'm obligated to do this, but if you have questions for Chris or his dad, they're certainly here.
Pretty straightforward.
Ms. Brazier, can you just state your name and your address?
Chris Brazier, 34708 Wilga Cemetery Road, Frankfort, 19945.
You've heard my representation to counsel, true and correct, to the best of your knowledge?
Yes, sir.
Anything you want to add?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Any questions? Anybody?
Thank you. Is there anyone else here that would like to speak in favor of this application? Anyone in favor? Is there anyone here today that would like to speak in opposition to this application? Anyone in opposition? Seeing none, operator, can you check to see if there's anyone listening remotely that would like to opine?
At this time, there is no one on the line.
Okay, thank you, operator. Mr. President, at this time we can close the public hearing on this matter. If council desires, close the public record.
We'll close the public hearing. Okay, with council, close the public record. I ask Mr. Morbid, a short title.
Thank you, Mr. President. An ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district to amend conditional use number 1920, ordinance number 2240, to allow for office space to be located on a certain parcel of land lying in being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, containing 1.35 acres more or less, for the reasons given by planning and zoning numbered 1 through 8, with their conditions 9A through H.
Pleasure, Council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Riley.
Second.
Second, Mr. Hudson. Any questions on the motion? We'll take the vote, Mr. Riley.
I vote yes, based on the recommendations and conditions offered by planning and zoning.
Mr. Schaefer.
I also vote yes, based on the recommendation of Planning and Zoning Commission.
Mrs. Green.
I vote yes, based on the recommendation from Planning and Zoning.
Mr. Hudson.
I vote yes, based on the reasons and conditions given by Planning and Zoning.
I also agree with the reason and conditions Planning and Zoning placed on it. I vote yes, motion carried. Okay, motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Riley.
Second.
Second, Mr. Schaefer. Any questions? We'll take the vote, Mr. Schaefer.
Yes.
Mrs. Green.
Yes.
Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
I vote yes, motion carried. We're now adjourned. Thank you, everybody.